Milligantown.org.
This is Marlon Klingensmith with your Milligan Town Daily. Here's a question for you. Who wrote the Gospel according to Matthew? The answer is easy for those who believe in the authenticity of the Scriptures. Matthew's Gospel is written by Matthew the Apostle. Liberal scholars come to other answers to this question, but historically, the Church has always accepted Matthew as the author of this book. This is important because apostolic authority was fundamentally important to the inclusion of the Gospels in the canon. Matthew and John are both apostles. They are part of the original 12. Mark is a close associate of Peter, and he presumably is relating the story of Christ as related to him by Peter. Luke is a close associate of the Apostle Paul. We meet Matthew in Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, where it says, "As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, 'Follow me.' And he rose and followed him." Mark and Luke both call Matthew Levi, and Mark gives us the additional information that Matthew's father is Alphaeus. When Jesus meets him, Matthew is a tax collector. In the minds of the Jews of the first century, this is as bad as it gets. Tax collectors are traitors to their people for the love of money. Tax collectors were the most hated of all people. And so the early Jewish readers of the Gospels would be surprised to see Jesus call a tax collector to be one of his followers. Obviously, they learned important lessons from the example of our Lord's call of Matthew. No one is beyond redemption. We must bring the call of salvation to everyone and not rule out anyone based on our own idea of who qualifies for the gospel. And we also see that we must accept everyone our Lord accepts, even those we naturally despise and hate. Throughout the rest of the Gospels, we don't hear much from Matthew. He is not one of the more flashy apostles arguing for their primacy in the group, or calling down fire on their enemies, or proudly proclaiming their willingness to die with Jesus. We have no words from the mouth of Matthew. John doesn't even mention Matthew in his Gospel. Matthew practically seems to disappear after we are introduced to him from Jesus' call at the tax booth in the first three Gospels. Perhaps Matthew was as stunned as those who hated the tax collectors that Jesus would call him, and so he just quietly took everything in, marveling at God's grace in choosing him. Whatever the case, we are certainly the benefactors of God's goodness to Matthew, as Matthew has recorded for us what he observed from his time with Jesus as the gospel that bears his name. Next time, we'll talk about why Matthew starts his gospel with a genealogy and why Matthew's genealogy differs from Luke's. For the Milligan Town Theological Society, this is Marlon Klingensmith.